If you're looking for a good movie on home video to rent, our video reviewer Ken Tucker has a suggestion. It's an Australian movie called A Town Like Alice.
It's a scary world out there in your neighborhood video store these days. Scary psychotics in Blue Velvet, scary insects in The Fly, and scary yuppies in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It seems like video cassettes are telling one long horror story after another. That's why the movie I'm recommending on video is actually a TV show. Confused? Don't be. It's A Town Like Alice, an Australian made-for-TV movie made for TV a decade ago. This 5-hour production was the one that introduced Americans to the chesty, charming swagger of Brian Brown. He plays an Australian taken prisoner of war by the Japanese in Malaya during World War II. A Town Like Alice is based on the novel by Neville Shute and is one of the few romantic miniseries with a true sense of history and politics. Brian Brown falls in love with Jean Paget, played by the English actress Helen Morse. She's also a prisoner, leading her own ragtag regiment of women who are being moved from one Malayan town to another in a form of slow torture. When Brown and Morse first meet, many of the women are dying from disease and malnutrition.
What happens if you get crook or something?
We get well, or we die. There's very little medicine, so mostly we die. There's only half of us left.
My word.
We'll be all right when we get to the women's camp at Kwantan.
Who told you there was a woman's camp at Kwantan?
Japanese. They're supposed to be sending us there.
Bloody nips will say anything.
There isn't one.
Just a little barracks for us truckies. Not a regular prison camp. I never thought the first time I spoke to an English lady she'd be looking like you.
You're not exactly an oil painting yourself.
Yeah? I thought you were a mob of boongs all decked out like that. But you're all the way from Pommy Land.
Yes.
And the kiddies, they're poms too?
Every one.
Well, I'll be blowed.
Will you be staying here tonight?
Will you?
I have to see the headman first. We try to spend each night in a village.
Well, if you're staying, Mrs. Boong, so am I.
This is not Crocodile Dundee. In fact, A Town Like Alice remains one of the most interesting, complex dramatizations of the cultural differences between the English and the Australians. A Town Like Alice was first shown in this country as a masterpiece theater offering, but it's not the sort of genteel soap opera that Alastair Cook usually introduces. And instead of being chopped up into hour-long weekly episodes, you can hunker down with all 5 hours on a pair of video cassettes. A Town Like Alice is as good as any feature film you're likely to find in your video store. Other new video releases, besides the scary ones already mentioned, include Woody Allen's comedy of neurotic manners, Hannah and Her Sisters, and Clint Eastwood's comedy of reactionary manners, Heartbreak Ridge.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.